Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I love you, I need you. It's got nothing to do with loving them.
That's right.
Did you hear me?
Yep.
I'm just giving you a quick example of how messed up the world is concerning what they call love. You don't know real love until you know the love of God.
Amen.
You don't walk in real love. You don't love people truly until you love them as God loves you.
Amen.
I love you, I need you is self-love. You say, I love you. Oh, I can't live without you. I have to have you in my life. I love you. Well, I've heard people talk that way about cars. Oh, it's me and you, car. I got to take you home. Huh? You're saying, I love what you do for me. I love how you make me feel. I love, you fill a place in my heart and life, and I love me, so naturally I love it when you do something for me. It's all self-love. But you get into divine love when you're not enjoying what people do for you. When you don't even like being around them. Where they've done wrong to you, they've hurt you. And yet, by faith, you do good for them. He said, though you love me less. I mean, they were into this thing where Paul, the Lord used them to get them started as a church. But then some other folk rolled in that claimed that they were some big something. And they kind of threw Paul on the side. And they're making much of these people who are just in the flesh and false apostles. And he said, yeah, but he said, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, even though the more I love you, looks like the less you're going to love me. God loves us, even when we didn't love him. Can you say amen? Everybody say very gladly. Now you're here in Galatians. Just flip over just a couple of pages. Galatians, the 5th chapter. Galatians 5. And let's look at verse 13 again. Galatians 5:13. He said, brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. Have we been made free? But are we made free to just do whatever we want to do? No, we've been made free. Like we said last week, we've been saved to serve. Right? Don't use your liberty just as an occasion to the flesh, but by love, do what? By love, serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Let me read, don't take the time to turn to them, but let me just read to you a number of scriptures that talk about, so that you'll see this is not an isolated thought, but this is a recurring central theme through the New Testament. He said in Romans 15:1, don't try to turn to all these, but just listen or jot them down. Romans 15:1, we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Romans 12:10, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. 1 Corinthians 9:19. Though I be free from all men, I've made myself servant to all, that I might gain the more. 10:33. Let me give you two or three more of these. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. 10:24. Just listen. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's welfare. Do you hear this? Another? Another? Look out for another? Take care of another? Prefer another? Minister to another? He said, 2 Corinthians 5:15, he died for all. that they which live should not live henceforth unto themselves, but to him that died for them. Philippians 2, this is one of the strongest ones. Philippians 2, 3 and 4 and further. He said, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. That's where we ended up last week. Better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man on the things of others. Can you really look on other people and treat them as better than yourself? Doesn't mean they are better than you. Doesn't mean that you believe that they're intrinsically better than you. But you esteem them, you treat them like they're better than you, and you give them preference over yourself. Can you do that?
Yeah.
And Jesus, he laid down his life for us. He paid the ultimate price. He gave himself for us. How many remember the scriptures where it talks about, Jesus said this more than once, he said, if you seek to save your life and seek your own life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it. And he said, take up your cross and follow me. What is your cross? Well, it involves laying down your life for other people. Can you do that?
Yeah.
On a daily basis?
Yeah.
Y'all don't sound as happy as you were a few minutes ago. Now, see, the moment you get into this, people start thinking, yeah, that's right. But it just don't sound good, you know, laying down your life. Doesn't sound like it'd be fun at all. And it sounds like you're not going to get to do what you want to do.
Right.
But listen, if you get into a depressed or semi-depressed attitude about it, then you know you're already off. Because in order for it to be the real God kind of love, it's got to be glad to do it.
Amen.
Very glad to do it.
That's right.
Huh? Amen. Now, the only way this can be is if you genuinely love somebody more than you do yourself. Because if you love you more than you do them, you're going to look out more for you than you do them. And if you love them more than you do yourself, you'll be willing to sacrifice. See, most people in the world are perfectly willing for you to sacrifice so I can be in better shape. Huh? Right? Most folk in the world are perfectly willing and glad if it costs you, but it benefits me. Oh, yeah. But that's the world. The way of the Lord is what? Perfectly willing for me to be put out or for it to cost me if it benefits you.
Amen.
Amen. Well, yeah, but if I let them have my place, that's going to take me longer. Right. That's the way it works. Go to Mark 15, please. But we're having fun now, aren't we? Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, I don't know if you remember it or not, but the Lord has told us back in John 15 that what we're talking about right now is the key to fullness of joy in your life. The selfish life is the miserable life.
Yes.
I mean, how do you think people get to the place where they have billions of dollars and everything to buy and eat and drive and wear and live that money could possibly buy, and they want to kill themselves, they're so miserable?
Right.
How could that be? Because stuff won't make you happy.
Right.
You satisfying yourself will not satisfy your soul.
Amen.
The harder you try to satisfy and satiate your flesh and satisfy your own personal desires, the more miserable you will become. Do you understand what we're talking about? Now, selfish people are the most unhappy people on the planet. Everybody say that out loud with me.
Selfish people
are the most unhappy people on the planet. And you can't satisfy them. The more selfish a person becomes, the more they want. And they're always looking for something. The lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh cannot be satisfied. Cannot, you know, because there's this lie that people think, well, as soon as I get this, then I'll be happy. And then they get it and they're not.
Right.
Oh, they might think they are for a day or two, but when the new wears off, they still got that emptiness inside. And so now it's something else. Well, if I could get this house, well, if I could get this position, or if I could make this much money, or if I could get where I could retire, and then I could sit out and fish. No. What, as a Christian, is going to satisfy you deep in your soul? What is going to give you fullness of joy? I'm talking all around it, but just hold, where did I tell you to go? Mark 15. Hold your place in Mark and go to John 15. Read it again so you'll know I'm not making this up. Mark 15. After John 15, right. Thank you. John 15. I have lots of notes, but sometimes I don't use them. John 15. John 15. Verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. That word that's oftentimes, I guess, what, a dozen times in the past few verses here is translated abide. It means stay in there. Stay in it. Live in it. Live in this love. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide, stay, live in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide or stay and live in his love. These things have I spoken to you. Why? Why? So that when you love other people and you lay down your life for them, you'll be unhappy, but you'll get a reward in heaven. Huh? It's hard. It costs you everything. And very few are willing to pay the price. But you'll be blessed when you get to heaven. Now, he's talking about immediately when you do these things. He said, I've told you these things, not so you'd be depressed. I've told you these things. Why? That my joy, whose joy? Huh? Are we talking about the very self-same joy that rested in the bosom of the Master? Huh? The one who was anointed with the oil of joy and gladness above all his brethren. So many of the pictures you see of people trying to portray Jesus, they portray him as sad. Do you believe he was sad?
No.
To believe he's sad is to believe he's weak.
That's right.
Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Was he strong?
Yes.
Oh, strong. You never met anybody any stronger than him. So what else do we know he was? Full of joy. Why do you think little kids liked him? Little kids would mob him. Why? Little kids don't like depressed folks. They want a party, buddy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.